So it's the final day of E3 in Los Angeles, and I won't try and pretend I'm still there. I actually flew back last night, and I'm now at home in Marin going through my notes about what actually happened, looking back at all the interviews I've done. It was quite an interesting E3. It's I think either the fifth or sixth one I've been to. Obviously, large numbers of people this time compared to the last 2 years at the LA Convention Center. Some quite interesting, considering there's no new consoles coming out, bigger the home consoles, that is. Some quite interesting hardware announcements, nevertheless, with the PSP Go being announced, and then these motion sensing controllers from Microsoft and Sony. I met the head of the Xbox operations, Don Matrick, to ask him about Project Natal. I also met Kaz Hirai, Sony's chief, and Reggie Fils-Aime of Nintendo, as well as the CEOs of Activision, EA, Take-Two, and THQ. So I've got quite a lot of interviews to go through to pick things out of. But I thought I just might play you a bit from Kaz Hirai, maybe Don Matrick, on what they had to say about their motion controllers. And it's quite interesting to see the kind of different thinking that the two companies have about where they're going to go with motion sensing. So here's a short extract. I'll just click on my digital pen and notebook here to play you something from that.
Yeah, we haven't come up with an official name. We're just calling it the motion controller for now.
Okay.
Yeah. The motion controller is something that we're very excited about for a variety of different reasons. The first reason, really, and the most important one, is perhaps the fact that after looking at various technologies that allow us to do that sort of thing, you know, we looked at ultrasonic, we looked at electromagnetic, and other technologies as well. And then, you know, exactly to your point, we also looked at the possibility of combining the iToy, or what we call the PlayStation Eye, and the sphere, in the glowing sphere. And that turned out to be the best solution for us, mainly because, you know, a lot of PlayStation Eyes are already out in the market, number one. And number two, it turned out that it is the best way to track precisely not just 2D movements up and down, left and right, but also the Z-axis of, you know, are you close to the camera or are you far away from the camera? And to be able to do that with just one camera. So it's not stereoscopic, it's just one camera. We found out that we are able to replicate the motion one-to-one in real time on screen, at the same time, this is a game console, so it needs to track the ball in 3D space, it needs to replicate the movement on the game, it also needs to replicate the gameplay as well, all this in real time, and the PS3 has enough power to be able to do that seamlessly, so there's no time lag, there's nothing. And we felt that that was the best option for us to take. In terms of...
Okay, so that's Kaz Hirai. I'll just stop it there. There's a five-minute limit to Audio Booze, and I just want to play you a bit of Don Matrick as well. So here's him, and time may run out on me before he gets through what he's got to say. But here's Don Matrick on the Project Natal.
Some of these technologies had existed, not in the same way that we've assembled them, not as robust as we've assembled them. And when we would show it to people who were either technical, who, you know, see the same other companies, other technology partners doing it, they all would do the things that they had done to break the technology on that particular part. You know, some of it was, you know, tracking feet and body mass, right? The fact that it's confusing in the skeleton. If you jump up, it's really hard to know if your feet have left the ground. You know, others would say, okay, I'm going to go sideways. Others would do this. Others would do this. And I could tell from, you know, where we'd been, what technologies people had seen, because they would jump to the failure states of the other places, and then they, you know, literally, they'd just keep going. Okay, that guy's just seen that company, all right. He doesn't believe it, and they literally spend 5 minutes, and they go, okay. You know, so it's, what we did was methodically, you know, engineer the process to, you know, address each of the failure points that existed before.
Thank you, Don, and I'm out of time. Hope that you found that interesting.